spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, yesterday I got to go on Great Day Live with Kendall Kirkham.
Yes.
And guest co-host with her. And it's always a fun time because you literally, I go straight from here, I walk in the studio, and literally 3 minutes later, we're on air.
Exactly.
And
so you're on TV all of a sudden.
Yeah, and I don't know. So I'm just sort of, you know, flying by the seat of my pants. And so they said, at the end of it, we have this chef here who's cooking some Italian food. And I said, well, this is great. I love Italian food.
Yeah.
And it's from Armani's. It's the really fancy restaurant.
That's one of my favorites. It's really expensive, though. We just get the charcuterie tray. Like, we just get one real big plate of charcuterie, and that's it.
Well, so you know that, like, you have to be poised because this is, you know, highbrow television.
Oh, my gosh.
So they have Chef Jonathan Wilson on there, and he's super friendly, super nice. And so him and I are just sort of chit-chatting right before the segment. And so Kendall comes in, the segment starts, and then I don't know exactly, like, what we're making, because all I see is that he's making some linguine right there. And I was like, this is cool. It's going to be pasta. So then in the segment, they're chatting, and then Kendall goes, hey, pull out the dish from the little oven that we have. And I say, okay, cool, I'll do that. And as I pull it out, he explains that this is like a clam linguine.
As soon as you said linguine, I was like, mostly they put linguine with seafood.
Now, you know,
Miguel.
We've talked about it on our show before, that I'm a picky eater.
Yeah.
And I don't do seafood.
Nope.
And it's one of my great embarrassments of life as a person who's now lived in Florida for 10 years.
Correct.
That I don't eat seafood. And it's always that shameful thing that I say. And I don't say it really loudly. I always just go, I'll just find something on the menu. I'll eat.
Yeah.
Well, I'm on TV. And what do you do during a cooking segment? You gotta try it.
Oh, gosh.
So in my brain, I was like, okay, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? So I was like, you know what? I'll put the plate down. I'll quickly get out of the way. And I'll let Kendall, since this is her show, I'll let her try it. And then this is what happened.
It's a clam linguine with our house-made linguine. It has a sofrito, which is onion, garlic, and tri peppers.
I feel like I'm being rude.
No, not at all.
Now, that's me sort of getting out of the way and saying, oh, girl, you go ahead. You try it first. This is all you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. This is so delicious. Wow.
All this cheese. I got to get the cheese in it.
So then she goes, get in there, get in there. And I'm like, okay, he put a lot of cheese on top of it, so I'll just get a noodle some cheese.
Oh my God.
And she's like, no, girl, just dig in there.
Oh, no.
I'm not. You know, we were talking earlier when you were outside. I'm not a clam person, and I feel so awful. It's like my dirty little secret of being a Floridian, and I feel like people are like, you're not a real Floridian if you don't eat that.
But you got to eat this one.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you hear her?
Miguel, she is a live TV professional. Do you think she heard anything you just said? All she heard was, me, 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 me. And she goes, yeah, shut up and eat this like a grown man.
I will try to.
I was going to stick my hands in, but I'm not. Jonathan, thank you so much.
Thank you
for sharing your talent.
I was saved by the bell. The director was like,
wrap it up.
Wrap it up, wrap it up. And so then I took the one noodle and I put it in my mouth and I slowly walked away after that. And I was like, I cannot try this on TV.
God.
You can see the segment. I have it posted.
Miguel, that's two of us now that have embarrassed ourselves in a cooking segment with Kendall. Like, when I ate a taco, everything fell out of it on live TV and onto me. And now you had this whole scuffle over clams.
Oh, my God. You can see it. It's at Facebook.com/ Miguel and Holly Show.
Dear blog. So we will have more info on this in the coming weeks. But Miguel and I get to go to the AMAs, the American Music Awards.
So exciting.
We could not be more excited. And yesterday, we were starting to talk through some of the logistics, and then I realized, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to wear, what I'm supposed to look like. Like, this is where celebrities go. Like, this is for real.
Yes.
And I had like a mini panic attack.
Oh, dear.
So I texted our nighttime goddess here on Hot 101.5, Kimmy B. Mm-hmm. Because Kimmy B has got some experience with celebrities and awards shows. She's done them before. So, you know, I messaged her and I said, hey, I'm so excited about this. I don't know what to do. Can you help? So first she said, okay, her first tip for me was, watch out for lipstick issues, as I literally didn't even have time to pee once the interviews start rolling in.
Oh.
And then I thought, I don't even wear lipstick that often. Oh, no. That was the first piece of advice. Then she goes, here, let me just send you a couple of my outfits that I've worn to past award shows.
Oh, no.
Because I said, do I have to, like, get a gown? You know, think about award shows. You see celebrities wearing, like, you know, Dolce & Gabbana. And I'm like, I'm going to have to do Rent the Runway.
Oscar de la Renta.
Yeah. Well, then she goes, no. She said, let's see. I wear a lot of black, she says. So I always say a great little black dress and sexy heels will work. Or a cocktail-esque jumpsuit. So then she sends me pictures. There is a reason we call her our nighttime goddess. She looks like Jennifer Lopez. And the pictures are, she's like in all black, so I can't even really tell what the outfit is. And then I said, thank you so much for this. And then she follows it up with this, which I just felt like the dumbest person ever. She goes, yeah, it's not the Grammys or the Oscars. It's pretty chill. Some people will come in gowns, but they look a little cray cray. And don't forget, it's 4 p.m. over there, so it's hella early, LOL. I just read that and I was like, I don't need to be going to this.
I'm a
bumpkin.
You basic white bee.
She goes,
have your stuff together.
She goes, this is not the Oscars.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
If you wear a gown, you will embarrass Hot 101.5. Now, I am already embarrassing us.
Now, this is what's awkward, is that we're representing all of our radio stations for our parent company, Cox Media Group, so we have to be on point.
I'm going to go to my hair girl and get a couple colors put in. That's all I know.
That's all right. We'll just be the country bumpkins from Tampa. That's fine.
People will laugh at us.
All right, Holly, it's 6:50. What is hot in Hollywood?
Okay, so basically, we have got a rumor about someone new the NFL wants to bring into the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh.
Could this sweeten the pot for a Maroon 5 show if that is indeed what's going down? I'll tell you at 7 o'clock with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.